find ourselves in Perek Gimel, chapter 3 in Shmuel Aleph. And it's here in this Perek that we really are introduced to the beginning of the prophetic career of Shmuel. Young Shmuel experiences his first message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting to note how the Navi introduces it. First Pasuk, V'anar Shmuel Mesharis Es Hashem Lifnei Eli. The young lad Shmuel was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence under the tutelage of Eli the Kohen Gadol. Udvar Hashem Haya Yakar Bayamim Ahim. V'ein Chazon Nifrat. So literally translated, in those days, the word of Hashem was Yakar. Now Yakar is translated as rare. Again, prophecy was not widespread. So the Navi is kind of framing for us that unfortunately there was some level of spiritual decline, and as such there wasn't really a lot of prophecy. It was rare. So the fact that Shmuel now, and this is all an intro to the fact that Shmuel now is about to receive his first nevuah, his first prophecy, and I just thought it striking that the Hebrew word for rare is yakar, which also translates as expensive. And it makes sense, because often things that are rare are expensive. Right? In other words, if something is in great supply, generally the value of it is not that great. If something is in more limited supply, it becomes more expensive. And it's interesting because in the world, often the things that are of limited supply are much more chashuv, are much more important, whereas the things that are readily available, you know, again, are usually not as important. And it's important to understand that that is dafka in the world of the material, right? That's how the material world works. Anything you could get a lot of relatively easily is going to be materially inexpensive. But if it's not readily available in short supply, it'll be materially expensive. But in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of spirituality, that's not the case. Sometimes the most beautiful and precious yakar items are so readily available to us and in unlimited supply. Tefillah is something that is always accessible to us. Prayer, Torah, unlimited supply. Chesed, we can do as much as we want. V'yehavta l're'acha kamocha, love for a fellow Jew. So in the world of the material, these are things of unlimited supply, and as such, their value would be very, very, very inexpensive. But in the world of Ruchnius, we know that it's sometimes those very things that dafka have an unlimited supply that are the most precious, most spiritually expensive, most beautiful things one could ever have. In the world of the material, if something is plentifully available, plentiful and available, it's inexpensive. But in the world of Ruchnius, it's often the most beautiful and holy things that are of unlimited supply and always accessible to us. Maybe Zochei Miras Hashem to take advantage of the beautiful, unlimited treasures which present themselves to us each and every day.